Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 89 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 18th. God, that sounds good. Join with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is
crispy.
Here.
Howdy.
Chef Trevor's here.
Hello, hello.
Lana Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Marcos. And again, guys, we are Da Bear Minimum Podcast, brought to you by Aurelia Gloves, a division of Supermax Healthcare. No matter your specialty, Aurelia delivers the best in-class gloves for a wide scope of industries, dental professionals, tattoo and piercing professionals, and all industries in between. They've designed a premium quality product that excels in versatility, comfort, and supreme protection. Aurelia has a fit for you. For more information, visit AureliaGloves.com. My boys, we suck again.
We sure do.
How the hell are we doing?
I mean, when you preface it like that, you really bring it down. I was going to say I was doing good, but then you reminded me that I'm not.
No, we're good. We're molded by it. Born in it. You thought darkness was your ally? That's how we feel, dude. We've been here before. We've done sad boy episodes.
Oh, a lot of them.
Up to we're this like point, it's been a sad boy podcast.
It's a sad boy podcast.
It was a sad boy podcast for a year straight almost.
We're pretty much like the happiest children in like a peasant village during the plague. We're like, we got joy for like a minute there. We had one win, but now we're back to, oh, no, we know what's going on.
This rock is
just
on.
Hell.
We can roll this rock.
Exactly. We're good.
It's a nice rock. Yeah, guys, we've done these episodes. So, I mean, I'll try to, you know, be as, you know, not doom and gloom as possible. It's very difficult.
You know what's great, though?
What about it?
Seeing you.
Dude. Aww. Dale. Love you.
It's great to be back.
Fuck yeah. Guys, on Facebook, Bare Minimum Podcast. On Facebook, Da Bare Minimum Podcast. On Twitter, at Da Bare Min Pod. Instagram, Da Bare Min Podcast. If you guys are ever looking to leave a voicemail, you want to send us something, we actually, we got something coming up here in a second, but voicemail is anything. Send an audio file, dabareminimum@gmail.com. Guys, it's episode 89. We have 11 episodes to 100.
That's crazy.
That's...
And so I did a little math.
Okay.
Big math guy.
11 episodes here puts us after Christmas, before New Year's, last week of the NFL season. Like, we should throw a rager. We could record.
Do a live recording.
Yeah, do a live recording.
And just have a party.
Invite our friends. Invite those of you that have been here. I just came up with an idea. First one's free. I'll charge you for the rest of them. Guys, so little weird week here, week six in the NFL. A lot of unders hit. Do you guys know the unders was, I believe it was 12-2-2.
Wow.
Was the unders for this week. It was crazy.
Unders award. Bad week. I mean, you saw it in fantasy, too. It's like every.
Oh, yeah.
Every league part of it was like.
Well,
it's been like that all year.
Sub 140 points.
It opened as a really bad like scoring year the first 2 weeks of the season. And then it kind of surged. And then this past week was a collapse.
But it was a lot of upsets, too. Like, a lot of really good teams losing to teams they shouldn't
well,
lose
it's, to. We talked about it last week. There's genuine parity in the league. And even between the good teams, there's, like, a lot of good 2-3 teams out there. A lot of good 3-2 teams out there that are just stuck in the middle right now. So it's been fun to watch, if nothing else.
Well, and even the things that you thought you knew, you don't. Like, a P.J. Walker-led Cleveland Browns team.
Best team in the NFL.
Is not supposed to take out, you know, Brock Purdy. And like we said, the best team in the NFL. Even with the Jets and the Eagles. Like, an Aaron Rodgers-less Jets team. Incredible.
And the Bills just barely won.
Yeah. Just scraped by.
It's weird. And I think a lot of these teams that have these slow starts then, like, you got teams like the Bills. You know, so you're, okay, if I'm just looking at who I'm facing record-wise, it's like, eh. Whatever, but then you look at who has that record, and you're like, "Holy shit! The talent's there, the people are there." It's crazy. Is there anybody that's more like you just don't like? If you're a defensive coordinator, is there any other team in the league that keeps you up at night more than the Miami Dolphins right now?
Not a chance.
Because they can beat you anyway. They can beat you on the ground. They can beat you in the air.
No one's fast enough to guard Tyreek. Like it's just that simple. We saw it in the last game. He literally just ran that fly route. And they just couldn't keep up with
him. I mean, we've seen it for years. And it just seems like McDaniels is just like, why don't we just do this?
He's like sure, I'll do it. Sure, yeah.
He was like scheming different routes. And he's Mike McDaniels is just like,
he's like, wait,
he's just fucking fast. Just
take out all that middle stuff. Just go.
Why are you having him cut?
Yeah, just go.
Just have him run a straight line.
Yeah, that, dude, that team is good, and that team's getting healthier. Mm-hmm. Like, you're getting Jalen Ramsey back in the next couple weeks. Like, you're getting what I think Jeff Wilson's back off IR. That's another
this
one,
weekend.
Too. Dude.
And that's just, like, it's just adding speed. What is did anyone see what happened with Teron Armstead? Is he okay, or is he supposed to be out?
No,
that's their left tackle.
Yeah, I'm
or
not.
Or maybe their
oh,
right
he's
tackle.
He's one of the best
I think
tackles
he handles
in the, league.
The right tackle because yeah. he's to his blind side.
I didn't see anything on that, but, I mean, even then, still, like, dude, that team is so
oh,
good.
Yeah.
Next man up, and just we got to be fast. Mm-hmm. So, and then you get performances like our performance. There's no high-powered offense, no anything. Another Sunday on the lakefront with more questions than answers. How fun.
Teron Armstead was placed on injury reserve due to a knee injury on October 6th, so he will be out for a little while.
That's
but
4 weeks.
That means that if it was October 6th, he was out last game.
Didn't matter.
They did all right.
Yeah. Oh, Carolina's dog.
Hey, you don't talk about our pick like that.
I think I do talk about our pick like that.
Yeah,
I think we do want them to be dog.
That week 9 matchup is going to be brutal.
It's going to be disgusting.
I was really part of me was hoping it'd be a 0-0.
Yeah.
Or 0-9, whatever it would be.
Well, that's where this this Broncos Hodges heartbreaker, absolute heartbreaker of a loss to the Broncos is going to be really important for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Panthers keep being the Panthers, they'll lock up 101 for us. But, I mean, if the Bears give you anything comparable to what, like, 5 or 4 of the first 6 weeks showed you.
Well, you know what you're getting the next 4 weeks.
We're going to be right there with them. Yeah, yeah. You do.
Yeah, that
let's
road,
get into that.
That road to 5-5.
Sifway.
Yeah. All of a sudden, like, construction showed up, and they blocked the road, and you had to turn
they
around.
They shut down 9.
Both ways.
No lights. There's a bridge.
There's a guy with a sign.
Guys, we'll do.
But he doesn't have a radio to the other person,
right? So it's just a
stopped.
Cluster.
To pivot here, true or false? Kyle Schwarber is one of the most clutch postseason baseball players of all time.
It's so hard to say of all time about things like that, but I'll play the game. Sure, I like him.
Dude, he goes up to I believe he's 7th on the all-time postseason home runs list. With guys like Mickey Mantle.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Mean, guys, 7th all-time.
7th Ortiz is up there.
Yeah. The
how many World Series? And he's only been to 1 World Series?
Dude, he's been to...
Last year.
Oh,
last,
2 yeah. World Series yeah. then. So he's had 2, like, complete runs.
And the Cubs went to the NLCS
Cubs, yeah.
twice, including the World Series.
But it
runs.
Is there, like... but it,
postseason.
Right. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, like, 2 complete runs, meaning he's made it to the final stage. Because, like, that's more games. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like... yeah.
It's, dude, it's crazy. Like, that guy is so damn good. I texted the guys yesterday, like, it would love if Kyle Schwarber was on the Cubs. That'd be awesome.
His next home run ties him for 5th.
That's crazy.
Dude, I love the fact that, like, he's a 150 hitter and he's just in the leadoff spot.
Oh, dude.
And it's just because it works. I mean, like, you don't fix what isn't broken. But
you know what the 150 does, though? It goes over that wall right there.
Yeah.
That's,
oh, I know.
That's all
yeah.
that matters.
Did you guys listen to the Diamondbacks radio call? For that home run.
No.
So, like, Gallen's warming up, and they're talking about, they're like, you know, you really got to be careful with Schwarber. He can snap one on you real fast, regardless of how cold he's been this postseason. He's looking for that first pitch. Don't try to get out in front of him. Let him make the mistake. And Gallen just feeds one down the pipe, and he's like, and, like, as soon as it hits the bat, he's like, and 1-0 Phillies. On a laser from Schwarber.
Yeah, dude, that Phillies team is really good. It's
like
exciting.
2 ABs later, they're like, yeah, you really got to be careful because it goes deep. And 2-0 Phillies.
And
right.
it's gone.
At that point, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
On the other side, you guys been watching Battle of Texas?
Rangers, I have.
Astros?
Dude, the Rangers are really good.
Dude, Rangers are good.
Jordan just took a pitch to the ankle, and he is not moving well.
There's a plus 150 boost. Gamble responsibly. On DraftKings for them to win the World Series.
What?
The Phils?
The
no,
Rangers?
The Rangers.
Rangers? Wow.
I might still take the... I wonder what you can get on the Phillies, though, right now. That'd be nice.
Wait, what?
I do. What's I want question? It to be the Phillies or the Rangers out of... Well, or the Diamondbacks.
Just not the Astros.
Just not the Astros. I mean, even though, dude, even though I could see a world where the Astros win, and I'm like, good for Jose Abreu.
Yeah, I mean, like, for me, they, like, just because of Abreu, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah,
and, like, also, they made 7 straight ALCS. Like, they didn't even need to cheat. They just did it because they could. And it's like getting to the point where I just don't care anymore because it's only two guys on the roster that were on that, and it just it's relentless with that team.
I'm for sure riding Diamondbacks because I want a low payroll team to win. I just like it when that
nice
the one
chaos
time a
no,
decade that
that's,
happens.
See, that's bad for baseball
bad
because
for
then,
no bad
then,
for Jerry.
That's bad for baseball because then like the Athletics and Jerry will be like,
see they can do
it.
They can do it.
It can be done.
It can be done,
well,
guys.
Well, that's like when you're like, hey Dale, look at how Tiger swings. Do that. Well, yeah. Like just because he can do that doesn't mean I yeah. can do that.
I play a lot.
Yeah.
Nowhere near. Guys, I'd be remiss if I didn't say a big shout out. I know he listens, avid listener. Big happy birthday to the coach, Coach Ditka.
Ooh.
Oh,
hey.
Happy birthday, coach. Guys, anything else on Vibe Check you want to get into? Then we move on. We got a boys. I'm going to quote the great American historian and performer, Steve. We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
I was like, Stan.
We
what are you talking about?
Just got a letter.
It's Blue's Clues.
I wonder who it's from. It's a message from. It's a letter from our friend. Oh. Guys, it's a letter from our friend Stevan. Stevan, avid listener. We've kind of gone back and forth comments and kind of talking about Bears and stuff. So Stevan sent us a nice letter in the post. You know, postage.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Stamped and everything. Thank you, Stevan.
You don't get mail anymore.
And it reads, "Yo, the bare minimum." I'm listening to the latest Bare Minimum episode. At the midway point, something got my attention about possible draft options. You're playing a very dangerous game with the Bears draft process of trying to trade back one of our top three picks, hypothetically. I'm in agreement with Dale here. You got to get Marvin Harrison Jr. as your prize.
Immediately
in
with
Stavon. If everything goes how football math should add up, I guarantee, in all caps, Marvin Harrison Jr. doesn't go past pick three this year. Love the pod. Bears.
Yeah,
I mean, he's being touted as the most NFL ready wide receiver since Jamar Chase and since Calvin Johnson. I mean,
yeah, sold.
And you're gonna have a chance there.
Absolutely, you're gonna if this looking like two bullets.
If this Bears team is if this Bears team is as bad as we think it's gonna be,
if we get Marvin Harrison Jr. and the Bears re-sign Darnell Mooney, who gets to the all-time receiving yards record first?
Fuck you, it's Darnell.
He has like a three-year
until
head start.
It is no longer humanly possible. There's a shot.
It, dude, that would be the prospect of pairing Marvin Harrison Jr. and DJ Moore together, like
with Caleb Darnell Williams. Mooney.
Yeah, with Caleb Williams, with Drake May, whoever you want. I mean, pick your poison there. Like, dude, you'll be really nice is if Justin was the guy and you could take Marvin Harrison Jr.
We're not doing this again. We're moving on.
Marvin Harrison and then give the Panthers back their pick for Brian Burns.
And next year's first.
Exactly.
And we just keep
run
rolling
the
shit back. We just do it all over again. I mean,
the Chicago Panther Bears.
Yeah.
At that point, why
the lines
not?
Are open.
It's just collusion
point.
At this point.
Right.
Like, if you win,
someone's going to jail.
Yeah, Stevan, I definitely see your point. And Dale, I see your point, too. It's you have a prospect and a talent like this. And I mean, they're still prospects, so they're not can't miss. But, you know, everything that you see and what these smart people tell you is he's going to be really fucking good.
I mean, if you guys, I don't know if you guys watch any Ohio State football, but I mean, they have Kate Stover, who's their tight end. But outside of that, like, McCord looks at Marvin Harrison 15 times a game. Everyone knows where the ball is going, and you still look at the stats, and he has like 124 yards and two touchdowns every single week.
Well, realistically, we're going to need another receiver, mm-hmm. and we only have DJ for, what, 2 years after this season? I mean, next year your options are Mike Evans, Odell, Curtis Samuel, Tyler Boyd. I'll stop there. Like, who's inspiring confidence? That's because wide receivers of that caliber don't make it to free agency anymore, which is a good thing. They should get paid, but fuck, we need one.
Is he good enough to break Mohsin Mohamed's, you know, cursed tale of all wide receivers go to Chicago to die? You know, like,
fuck that. DJ Moore's breaking that right now.
Oh, you would have told me Darnell Mooney was breaking that until he wasn't.
Well, no. See, DJ's actually proving it. Darnell, man, I was playing the numbers. Still am.
Hey, Stevan, I appreciate the letter. Please call or send again. Guys, anything else you guys want to get into there?
Nope.
then we move on a recap. We've been here before. We will do it again. We know how this goes. Bears lose on the lakefront to the Minnesota Vikings, 19-13. This was a this is one of those NFC North Bears games that we've we've grown accustomed to seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Good offense. No offense.
Hello. Oh, there we go.
That was there weird. He is.
There you go.
Give it the old Fonzie. That smacked the shit out of it.
That scared the hell out of me for a second.
No, lost me? Hello?
There we go.
Found you.
Bad offense, good defense, low scoring game, and I go to bed with a heartache. So Bears lose on the lakefront. It's let's just get into the big first and foremost story. Justin Fields goes down with a dislocated thumb. We'll talk to Dr. Jack in a little bit, and we'll kind of get a breakdown on kind of what he's looking at, recovery and kind of the injury itself. But here we are again. I mean, Justin hurt, Tyson Bagent, D2, Shepherd University. I mean, all the stuff. You guys have seen the headlines. It's here we are. How are we here again?
I saw a great tweet today that said the last time he one of his – recent starts, though his last college start in December against the Colorado School of Mines, Tyson Bagent had 3 interceptions and 8 sacks for -68 yards.
Let's go.
Ooh.
The Colorado School of Mines.
Like,
they yearn for it.
Like a mine?
Oh, a guys. Mine. Guys. It's okay.
Crazy.
Leave it at that.
Yeah, man, fine.
Trust me. I thought you were saying mimes. Like, I was like, mimes? There's a whole school of them, and they have a football team? Yeah,
The crowd's silent the whole time.
Will they actually put up an invisible wall at the line of
every
scrimmage?
Call at the line of scrimmage.
They put up a...
I was like, fuck, man. There's enough to make a whole
school of
them.
So every time Tyson Bagent tried to throw the ball, it hit an invisible wall and came back.
Bajan's getting sacked with no pressure. Like, what the fuck? Where did that come from?
It's so quiet, so you could just hear him be like, fuck.
So school of mines.
Can we start with the good while we're here?
Start with the good, Dale.
The defense was good.
Defense was good.
19 points over that awful performance by your offense.
Granted,
that couldn't do a damn thing.
It's a bad Vikings offense with no Justin Jefferson. But they did a good job.
And 7 of those 19 are not the defense's fault. You could argue that more of them are not the defense's fault, but still, that... It's a good performance.
There was a scoop and score.
Show.
Yeah,
right.
The Bajan scoop and score. Yep. So, I mean, just off of what your defense allowed. Yeah, dude, and like TJ Hockenson didn't wreck that game for you. Like, he's a really, really good tight end, and you knew he could. Kirk Cousins is a very good quarterback. Like, that defense, you know, with injuries and everything else, you lost Eddie Jackson really early in that game to a re-aggravated foot injury, same one that he's been dealing with. Like, all things considered, that defense kept you in that game. Like, so yes, to start on a positive, you're 100% right. Let's keep positive. The third phase of football that nobody likes to talk about, special teams. Guys, Cairo Santos is giving us a reason to not talk about special teams. Mm-hmm. Great.
Great job.
That's how it should be. You're paid to kick. Make it every time. Dude, he hit one from distance. I think it was like 51, 52 yards or something.
Good for him.
Dude, good for Cairo. And then on the offensive side of the ball. So let me read this to you guys, right?
Okay.
I can read, and I just had it pulled up. So I always like these invisible team, you know, the A or B. So
blind resume.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That's what it is, all right? So one team was 2 of 13 on third down. Other one, 6 of 14, so nothing too crazy. 275 yards. One team had 3 turnovers. One team had 1 turnover. 18 first downs, 12 first downs. Pretty identical stats. Time of possession, 35 minutes to like 22 minutes. Like everything on our side, I delivered that so poorly. Everything that we did would lead you to believe that the Bears won this game. Except.
Were the Bears the one with the higher time of possession?
Oh, they're the one with everything.
They're the one with everything.
They outscored or they outgained them 275 to 220 in offense.
The Vikings were 2 of 13 on third down.
See, time of possession is
misleading.
Is a weird stat.
It's like ERA.
It's like hits in hockey. It's like
cool.
Well, hits in hockey is like that means you don't have the puck.
Right.
That means you're hitting people. That means you don't have because you can't hit people if you have the puck. You know, it just means you don't have it. Time of possession means you have the ball a lot, which could either mean A, you're not scoring and the other team is a lot, or it means you've already scored a ton and you're just running out the clock. It's just a miss. It's a weird. Doesn't do a lot for you.
I guess what I'm getting at is it doesn't feel like the Bears were dominated, you know?
No.
And it, well, and it's because like, they played a really bad team.
Missing a top-tier weapon. Mm-hmm. You know when I knew things were doomed for the beloved?
Oh.
First play.
The stunt they ran. And
the first play.
When the offensive line had to look at each other and just have that moment of, oh, fuck, dude. That's not good.
Well, and that's on Justin. And, I mean, that's where, like, this episode, I want us to focus on a little accountability on all sides. Like, on the offensive side, like, as many excuses as we make for Justin, and I get it, dude. You're on your, like, 29th combination of offensive line in the last six games.
Sure.
Like, all the things. I get it. You don't have stars up there. It's easy when it's Brock Purdy because you've got Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel and Christian. I get it, dude. I get it. But, like, when are we going to stop making mistakes and start putting some of the onus on Justin? Like, dude. They walked up. It was clear as day. And you know Brian Flores is blitzing. That's his MO. That's what the dude does. He blitzed on 72% of the time that we were on offense.
They 72% came into the game blitzing more than half.
Mm-hmm. 72%.
More than any team in the league.
They walked up six and you're an empty. And this is where
that was the one.
It's a collaborative suck. It's a collaborative suck all over, right? Everybody's sucking. Everybody's sucking because Justin needs to recognize, hey, I've got five guys here. And there's six guys on this line. I need to figure something out. I need to audible. We learned earlier in the season, Justin's allowed to audible out of these plays, make a quick decision, 2-3 steps, bang, hit a guy, even just to live to the next play.
Didn't even do a heck out.
Guys, you were out of script after the first play. Immediately. Then it goes to Luke Getsy too, though. You got Kari Blasengame as your number one wideout on the outside of the field. Like, what are we doing here?
I think there's just such an inconsistency, and I've been told that I'm wrong, but if you look at the play call, I mean, the Commanders game, Justin was getting the ball out quick, and lo and behold, it was fucking working. And they've got a great defensive front as well. Their front seven gives a lot of pressure. Now we come to this Vikings game. And for whatever reason, we're back to 4 seconds of fucking snap. Well,
it's always felt like you take one step forward and then two step back. It's like, okay, we finally won a game, like get a little creative, like, you know, quick passes, whatever. But okay, so we finally got a win. Let's go back to what we were trying to do. It's like, why? That wasn't working.
It just looked totally different again. And it even looked different from when Fields went out to when Bajent goes in. Then, like, I don't get it. And maybe I'm just looking for things to be wrong now, you know? And it's easy to find.
Well, it's hard not to because so much is wrong on a consistent basis.
Well, yeah, it's easy to find them when it's a bad football team.
Right.
Cody Whitehair?
Thank you.
Years of that.
Cody Whitehair should not play another snap at center on this team.
They were
on
talking
any
about,
team.
They were
I
talking
mean, like,
about it on 1000, and they said – it's funny, the last three regimes, so John Fox came in and he goes, you know what, Cody Whitehair, I think he was an all-pro guard at the time. He went to the Pro Bowl, I believe, that year. Let's try him at center. That didn't work. Nagy comes in. You know what? Let's try him at center. That didn't work. These guys fucking come in and they do the same exact thing, and once again, that still doesn't work.
And that's where the accountability thing comes
in. Negligence.
Ryan Poles. Like, Cody Whitehair was your starting center. You said at the beginning, week one, this is the season with expectations. We want to take that big step.
Oh, I
Cody
wanted him
White,
to be the center.
Cody Whitehair is my center. Like, what did Cody Whitehair show you that makes you think he can actually play the center position and do it well? And not even just the snaps. Like, obviously, we all see the snaps, and that shit isn't excusable.
Oh, they're bad. They're up, they're down. Like, there's literally no predictability. At least if they're one direction, quarterback can be like, okay, this ball, like, every ball is going to be
they're
up.
Coming in low.
I can
like,
be,
he goes hot.
Right. You know, I can prepare for something. But it's up, it's down. Like, you cannot predict where that snap's going
to
end up.
And we're not good enough to lose a down.
No. You can't be second and 17. Mm-mm. You can't be second and 17. And then
that's not true. We can.
Oh, yeah.
We are.
We have.
We live in second and 17. And then what? And then you get and you get 3rd and 13 because you're running it for 3-4 yards.
And then you throw a screen for 3 yards and you get real, real sad.
Yeah, it's back to Jake's, you know, like 9 yards to gain on 3rd down. It's we're nowhere near. Mm-hmm. We're short 5 yards every time. And it's just brutal, dude. That Cody Whitehair thing is brutal. Like, move him to guard. Stop doing the experiment at this point, especially with Bajent going in there. You can't have this guy, like, you can't have any quarterback back there worrying about up or down. Get the ball to him quick, and let's move. Let's get on with it.
Put it on his chest. Just like.
Oh, I hate the, dude, I hate the video.
What's the way he snaps?
Did you guys see that video today?
Oh, the one of him blocking.
Like the blocking video?
Jatari Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and then ends up blocking his own guy.
When your hands are on your teammate, not good.
Like, how do you not notice navy and orange in front of you?
Oh, and
you're facing white and purple.
And he was right. Like, think about it. The center is the guy who makes those calls on the offensive line. He's the guy responsible for the protection. If he's wrong, they're wrong. Fuck me, they were wrong a lot on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be the same theme, like, if he's at center. So now it's looking like Lucas Patrick will move, because mid-game they moved Lucas Patrick to center. And then Cody Whitehair moved over to guard, I believe. It's chaos. And we're back to it, though. I do want to talk real quick about the Justin Fields injury. We're going to get Dr. Jack on at least how it stands right now. So Justin went out, what was that, like, just before halftime?
It was a little after.
That was after.
Yeah.
Was after.
Yeah. So Justin goes down on a pretty, I don't know, I didn't see anything too crazy with that
routine
play.
It just seems like he came down on his hand first.
Obvious pain right away.
Yes, you saw his face. You saw him grimace and yell, but also held the ball for 4 seconds. And, like, the running back, I think it was, I believe on that play it was Darrington Evans, is just sitting there wide fucking open on the numbers. And he just wouldn't throw them the ball repeatedly. Yeah, anyway.
To where Tom Thayer yells during the broadcast, like, throw it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, is he? I wasn't listening to the
dude,
broadcast.
He yells it. And, yeah, like, for you to show, like, I mean, obviously they're the home team, like, radio guys, but that.
Oh, just, it was multiple times.
He speaks
repeatedly.
For us. He speaks for us.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Guys, let's talk a little bit more about the dislocation kind of recovery timeline, kind of what it entails. Are super qualified, and for sure we super promise a doctor. Here's Dr.
Who's here?
Jack. Hey, Dr. Hi, Jack.
How's it going, boys?
Good. Good to see you, buddy. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Jack, so what are some things that we're looking for as far as recovery for Justin? What are some milestones or some checkpoints that we want Justin to be hitting as he recovers from this dislocated thumb?
First milestone was that there was no fractures. That means the ligament wasn't pulled off the bone, which is the big one. So you're just looking at, does he have strength in his hand? So when you have a thumb dislocation, you kind of stretch that ligament that allows you to kind of pinch your thumb to your other fingers. So holding the ball, it's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Oh, good. That's never been a problem for him, holding onto the ball. That's a good thing.
I know. So him gripping the ball is probably going to be his biggest issue trying to get over coming back and being able to throw. So mostly when we see athletes come in with us, we do like a splint for 3 weeks, but he's a professional athlete, so I have no idea what treatment they're able to do and what other crazy lasers / plasma injections they're going to try doing into that joint.
So now,
freaking laser.
So they're talking about possible surgery, but they don't know because they need kind of things to kind of the swelling to go down. How long normally does it take for swelling to go down? Like, when is that assessment? When is that decision made that it's surgery time? How soon after can you normally expect that?
Usually 2 to 3 weeks, because you want the swelling to go down to see where that ligament's going to be lined up with the other half of the ligament. So if it's lined up together, then you don't have to go in and put them back together. But if it's pulled apart, you're going to have to go put them back together. So 2 to 3 weeks, they'll probably have a good idea of if he's going to be able to just splint it and it's going to heal, or if it's going to need surgery.
So now I guess let's go and a couple more questions here for Dr. Jack. If they don't go the route of surgery, how long until you would think Justin is 100% back? You know, like how long does it take for that grip strength to really come back? Will it be before the end of the season? Should we expect, like, he doesn't get full grip until off season? What are we looking at timeline?
Usually you can get back to full strength depending on the severity in a good 8 weeks. So like that's a grade 2 or 3 sprain of the ligament. If it's grade 1, I mean, they wouldn't have to really wait for seeing surgeries needed because you'll see the ligament's still somewhat attached. But since they have to wait to see how that looks after swelling's gone down, just makes me think that it's a little worse than just like a grade 1 sprain.
So we could essentially be waiting 2 to 3 weeks to then be told
he shut down.
He shut down.
I'm surprised they haven't put him on IR yet, but they could just be doing a lot of gamesmanship with not letting the Raiders know who's actually going to be at quarterback and kind of downplaying how the severity of it. So they have to game plan for Justin to be the quarterback versus the backup.
I was just going to say, if Jack knows this, I got to think the Raiders know this.
Right, but you still have to plan for it because you can't just be like, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be bad. And then you don't game plan at all for Justin to be the quarterback. And then you're like, oh, I have a running quarterback I have to equate for.
So now if, and I guess it kind of sounds like a foregone conclusion, if surgery is required after 2 weeks, we've probably seen the end of Justin Fields' season for this year, right?
Unless we make the playoffs.
So we've seen the end of Justin. Love Dr. Jack. Guys, any other questions? Guys, any other questions for Dr. Jack?
Nope.
None for me.
All right, Jack, we'll see how Sunday goes. Thanks for your time, brother.
No problem, guys.
All right, see you, dude.
Bye, Jack.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
All right, so.
Not good.
Talk about doom and gloom.
That's a hell of a source right there.
Once again, holding on to the ball going to be an issue for the guy who led the league in fumbles last year with 16.
A lot of fumbles.
Is so that fumbles or fumbles lost?
No, it's just fumbles.
No, that's just fumbles.
Yeah, not and like
he's also S tier on getting
recovering.
On the ball.
He really is.
He is S tier on getting
lost,
ball.
I think he only lost like 3 or 4
yeah.
of them.
We had this conversation multiple times. Like, damn, he's good on getting up, good at getting on top.
He's
of
big,
him,
squirrely.
He's big
and fast.
Well, and
fast.
Even those Cody Whitehair like high snaps. Dude, those high snaps, if Justin wasn't the athlete he is, like, there's some of them, they're like posters.
Whose fumble is that?
Second and 33.
His.
That's Justin's fumble?
Yeah.
I believe,
imagine if that's Peyton. He just, like, watches it and goes, damn it, Donald!
Jeff Saturday.
Damn it, Donald.
God damn it, Jeff! So, I mean, it is what it is. This is just my luck. My worry here, and here's where we kind of tie it into, like, the status of the Bears right now, is... we didn't need this. Like, we needed a season of being able to analyze and assess Justin's play so we could make a good informed decision.
We are.
Yeah, but like, you can't assess.
No, you just wanted a different result.
Is that? That's
yeah.
probably
yeah.
what it is, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm just so thirsty for a quarterback. Guys, we should move on from Justin. Is that's what you're telling me, right?
Welcome, buddy.
If he's if he's done for the season, you have to move on.
Oh,
you can't
reset.
You can't wait. You have 2 first-round picks. You cannot wait another year and hope that he's something different.
I think you do have to re-sign him, though, or like you take his fifth-year.
You can take the fifth-year option, sure,
yeah, for sure.
How do you take the fifth-year option and draft Caleb Williams at the same time, though?
Sure, you can.
Oh, hey, Justin, you are our number two.
You have $21 million to blow on that decision with the holes on the rest of your, because that isn't it seven.
What? Yeah, you have so much money.
Yes, is the answer
that we want to be.
It's because
you're
it's
also
a 1 year option.
I know. I know how it works.
And I know we're playing Madden now, but you do try to flip him.
Yeah,
outwardly.
But you're not going to flip him. You're not going to flip Justin to a team after you just drafted Caleb Williams.
Yeah, why would
you? Sure,
you
are. The Jets did it.
Therein lies the beauty of it, because you're willing to eat half that salary easily because you have the cap space to burn
and hope that you can find somebody that has that we can fix them mentality
and you get a second.
Sounds a lot like the Broncos.
Oh dude, that sounds so. You guys think we could get a second for Justin?
I don't really I'm bad with
value,
real life draft value,
young and still like hope he could play and he still plays in the NFL.
He's shown enough that someone will be like, we can make those
Sean Payton
those
yeah,
like
the Broncos for sure
great 8 games he's had into 12 of the season.
Sam Darnold went for a first like twice.
That's true.
That's true.
A great point.
Well,
and
it,
he did nothing.
It all depends on if there's a GM dumb enough.
And if you're Justin's agent, yeah.
Unfortunately.
If you're Justin's agent, like you're urging him like do not, under any circumstances, like, come back and try to play through this injury. Like, don't put out more bad tape than there already mm-hmm. is out there of you. Like, it just, dude, it sucks. Because I want Justin to be the guy so bad that I'm willing to, like, trick myself into thinking he's the guy. And, yeah, you guys literally just, like, just had this aha moment right now.
Yeah,
like,
we all. Yeah. I mean, we.
No, how long have you guys been here for? You guys been waiting for me for a little bit? Or
We were still optimistic.
I go up and down.
Yeah.
You left and came back?
Yeah. The door's always open.
Yeah, fuck.
You know, he pops off like 200 rushing yards one game. I'm like, oh shit, there he is.
So like, let's say Justin,
maybe.
So that might be my running back.
Might be.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the move.
Put him at wide receiver.
We just know he can't hold on to the ball.
That's right.
That's 16 fumbles.
So can Justin do enough in the, let's say he misses, let's say Dr. Jack's timeline is right, 2 to 3 weeks, and they say you're going to play through the pain, and he comes back, and what would that be? 9 games left that he would give you, or 7, 8, 9, 10. No, he'd give you 6, 7 games. Can Justin in 6 or 7 games show you enough to make you commit long term to him?
Unless you'd it's have 6 one of games of 300 game. In a row. You give me 300 in a row. That's the only way.
That's the thing. Like, just the other week was his best game of his career.
See, and again, this
just,
is...
Just, like, it took... I mean... It took this long to get to a 300-yard passing game.
Absolutely.
Do we expect too much as football fans, though? It took Brett Favre. It took Brett Favre 3 years before he figured it out and became the Hall of Fame player that he is.
Yeah, that's one Hall of Famer.
You would say, I'm
and also,
I'm
like
sure
20
you,
years ago.
Yeah, like I'm sure that you could make the correlation though between a lot of these like top tier guys. We're spoiled in a sense that like we see Patrick Mahomes, you see Justin Herbert, you see these guys who were thrown into it right away, and those guys are elite quarterbacks. Herbert had that night the other night, but overall, like you know what you get. Like, are we not giving these guys long enough?
But what quarterback in the NFL doesn't have that story right now?
What do you mean?
What quarterback is starting in the NFL right now, not because of injury, that wasn't thrown into the fire? Like, the only ones left, for the most part, are top draft picks. Like, Baker's a fill-in guy. Yep.
He was also a 1.
Baker was 1-1. Like, it took him 5 years. Yeah, but he was 1-1. Like, put a little context to that, I guess, would be my only point.
I mean, Brock Purdy's there because of injury, but, I mean, he looked human.
Fuck.
He looked subhuman last week.
See,
I mean,
even like... Anthony,
you get a Brady every 30 years.
Like, I know Anthony Richardson's on the IR now with a shoulder injury, but like in 3 games, you can already tell. It's like, oh, that's our guy.
Well, look at CJ Stroud. Yeah.
And CJ Stroud. Yeah. It's like, yes, you have a short leash, but that's because there are guys out there that can come in and do it. Like,
Bryce is better than Justin.
Bryce Young?
Or CJ?
Yeah. Bryce Young.
Or CJ Stroud.
Bryce. I said Bryce. I meant Bryce. CJ's obviously better than Justin.
I don't
that's
think
not close.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not
yeah man. He has almost shown you just as much as Justin has in a passer, and he's been a pro for 6 games.
I mean, I think that's the big takeaway, though, is the fact that,
and
like, I think to this point, Justin hasn't.
But not for as long. He's been bad for less time.
Justin hasn't showed you enough, unfortunately, to this point to really make you feel warm and fuzzy and good about committing that long-term money. And at this point, like, the direction of everything going on over there, really, from, if go back to accountability again, everybody's kind of fucking up their end of things. Fluce is not what we, and I mean, not that I had huge expectations anyways. I knew I never trusted him. Do not trust people that lead with acronyms. If they have acronyms to their presentations, kindly yet firmly to leave, right? Because that's literally what we knew. Like, I could have told you this shit was gonna happen. It was a gimmicky sales presentation. Accountability on Ryan Poles. Some of the Chase Claypool is a mess.
That's just a loss.
Velus Jones.
They've already moved on from that.
Velus Jones is a mess.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Exactly.
We're not.
There's Larry Ogunjobi. That whole falling through thing, a mess. So there's a bunch of things, too, on Ryan Poles' ledger that you kind of can put against him.
Well, Larry Ogunjobi was a failed physical.
Correct, but you still, like, you still signed him, even though you were worried about that physical. It was just a sour.
Yeah, but
it was what I'm getting at is it was a sour note to start your general managerial ship.
New tenure
ship. Yeah, that was a tough way to start it.
To be fair, he's done dick all since then, so we did dodge a bullet.
So let's I just want to do this quick exercise on the Bears, and then we'll do a little Sammy Stats question of the week. Okay. Oh, and real quick before we do this, this week's for the glove of the game, AureliaGloves.com is Cairo Santos, the only one that deserves it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, you guys have been to the Dells. You guys have been places. Have you seen you guys seen the ducks? You know, the big, like, you've been in the ducks where you're driving and they can take them in the water.
Yeah.
And you, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know that part where, hey, we're going to let you guys drive and they let all the kids drive, right? My boys were on the Bears duck right now. I'm going to give you the keys. I'm going to give you the wheel. You're driving. Dale, how are you fixing this?
I don't think that you can fix this that easily, but my answer to your question would be, at this point, man, it's tough because it's so difficult to say turn it in on the season. It's you can't right now say try and find a trade partner for Justin, like just move on. But fuck, doesn't it make sense? Doesn't it make a lot of sense? I know he's hurt. Remove that from the picture, but move on.
Well, and I guess I'm even like what I'm kind of getting at too is like I'm curious if you guys will kind of go there. Is it time to reset everything? Is it time to just stick with the president of operations and basically at this point clear house on everything else?
Coaching staff wise, yes. Yes.
I mean, even front office.
I think that's unanimous.
Do you, Trevor? You're driving the duck right now. Are you giving Ryan Poles an extra year? Not an extra year. Are you giving him a chance at another coach, at another quarterback?
So an extra 3 to 4 years.
On a contract that he signed a 5-year, mm-hmm. and he's a year. Yeah, so he's got four years okay. left on this.
I mean, it feels like it's tale as old as time. Everyone gets to draft their quarterback. He didn't draft Justin Fields. He's going to get one shot at a quarterback. It's probably going to be Caleb Williams or Drake May, whichever one he goes for. But that's going to be his chance. But I clear everyone else. Clear the coaching staff and let the coaching staff have their input on which of the quarterbacks they want. Because, I mean, we're fast tracking to 2 top 3 picks right now. If Justin is shut down 2 to 3 weeks, like Jack says, and then he comes back, and let's say it's not a grade 2, but it's still, you know, give him another week or two to get his hamstring together. Oh, forgot. We got the bye here. So he's not coming back till week 13 or whatever. I mean, it's a long road back, and I hope he doesn't come back and push our pick down to the 11th overall. Jesus. I mean, like,
just to not be the guy,
just to like fluke their way into a few wins. I mean, I think for me, I think someone has to have seen enough where they'll buy and we can just reset the clock.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's your only hope.
Because I don't think you want to pick up the option and then, like you said, waste another year potentially getting 5 wins just to find out he's not the guy and go into a shitty quarterback class.
Well, and you make the wrong decision there, and you set yourself back.
Exactly.
Ryan Pace-esque, you set yourself back 5 years.
I mean, there's 3 guys this year that are showing to be starting talent. Granted, we've seen that before, and we've seen them flop plenty of times.
Hey, there was 2 this year, and those 2 look real good.
Yeah, very true.
Jake.
So the trade deadline, I think we're all in agreement, so you blow up the coaching staff.
But I'm asking, do you give Poles another year? Do you give Poles another chance at his coach and his quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give Poles. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. The trade deadline is in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks.
Oh, it's shit, yeah.
31st.
So we ain't trading nobody.
I'm just theory crafting. What if you did just full ass blow it up? Like you traded DJ Moore after you just got him?
No, you can't.
Why not?
I mean, sure, you can.
I'm just,
like,
I'm, again,
because
just,
I don't think anyone
just,
gives you a first
for
DJ, and that's
sake.
What you turned down for him. So you're saying I need at least a first round pick for DJ.
You don't
Moore.
Think anybody would go for
multiple people would give you a first round pick for DJ. A 26 year old wide receiver in his prime.
Who has proved it?
Who with
Kansas City Chiefs?
With
how many
subpar,
firsts?
With subpar. Well, okay, but here's the thing.
Now we're playing Madden again.
You're getting ready to either give your current guy a boatload of money or give a young guy a boatload of money and hitch your wagon to him for the next 5 years.
Can you imagine DJ Moore on the Chiefs?
No, I can't imagine DJ Moore on the Chiefs. I love him too much.
That'd be crazy.
I already love. No, I think
I can never see him in anything besides Navy.
No, he's gonna retire.
He is mine.
Julius Peppers didn't go to the Packers. Sorry, he's a goddamn Bear.
He's ours. Goddamn it.
Could you move? I'm not with you, DJ Moore. But like, could you move a guy like Darnell Mooney? Could you move an Eddie Jackson? Could you move
if you're talking about 1 year left guys, like could you move Darnell Mooney or Jalen Johnson? Yeah.
You don't think the
Chiefs? You're gonna get like a fourth like
right,
you know,
or
fifth.
You're gonna get
yeah, guys,
nothing.
We're not playing Madden. Just making sure we're clear. We're not playing Madden. You get fifths and sixths for guys.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So like
but the alternative is nothing.
And the I mean
in a season
do you,
where
do you want to re-sign Eddie Jackson right now?
You're
no.
wanting,
or would you rather
no.
take a fifth
yeah.
for him?
Like are you gonna pay Jalen Johnson? Or have you determined
God,
that
you really should?
Are you have you determined that he's not in your long term plans and you're gonna move him off?
You really should pay him.
There's these names. The issue is the injuries on the defensive side of the ball are so bad right
stacking
now.
Stacking up so
that
fast.
Like you need bodies still because you have to play and you have to keep some people.
You
like,
have to play football.
You have to play football. It's not just you know we can't just sim this game and then we'll see how the result was. Like you
I
still got to feel.
Sometimes I wish we could though.
Yeah. I wish. I wish I could
nine
just.
Nine games. Ten
super
games,
sim,
I hope.
Super sim, see the result, and I don't feel the sadness. Uh-huh. Yeah. There's a lot of ways that the Bears can go here. It's just.
It's if you want to turn this around, it's. I mean, Poles has already started doing it. It's acquiring draft picks, and it's just acquiring as many players as possible that you can put on an NFL roster. Well, that's. Because you have holes everywhere. I mean, you have to find a way to fill them through the draft because you can only pay so many people, right? Like, because your payroll can't support, obviously, paying every position.
I know this is a really dumb analogy, but, like, for someone, this is going to click. Like, it's like inheriting a really bad dynasty football team. Like, you're not turning it around in 1-2 years. Like, you can have a really good draft, and you're still really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad.
So, like... And like, I know you. That team is so bad, but I'm 48
points average with three wide receivers,
third overall pick.
I'm fucking. Oh, dude, I will cry in front of you all if I don't win. Anyway, but that's my point. Like this team is that bad, and if you were to blow it up, like who are you getting rid of? At best, you're getting rid of for your most value. You're getting rid of Tremaine Edmonds and DJ Moore. Outside of that, who do you have?
Carlos Santos.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
Darnell Mooney.
So Darnell Mooney potentially and Jalen Johnson potentially 1 year guys.
Everybody keeps getting hurt. Like nobody's gonna give you a pick for Eddie Jackson. They're either hurt or they're putting the worst possible film out there and you're never gonna you think anybody's gonna want Cody Whitehair? They're going to take somebody out of section 320, CJ, and they're going to put him in there.
It's going to be just like Kyle Long where like he's like, oh, I guess I'll go to the Chiefs. I guess I'll win a Super Bowl. I guess.
Did he win a Super Bowl there with them?
Didn't
he was on IR if he did. He wasn't on the...
I thought he was on their first Super Bowl team.
He didn't play.
Sucks to suck, dog. guys, anything else on the Bears you want to get into here on this recap / status of the Bears? Then we will move on. We'll do a little Sammy Stats question of the week.
My question for you guys is, so we're all out of school here. What did you learn in school that you later learned is just a crock of shit?
Do you know what fucked me up is the way math is taught in school.
Now versus us?
No. Just when we were growing up in math. It was like, okay...
He did not win anything with the cheese.
Yeah, I didn't think so. It was so math. So first you learn addition, right? It's 2 + 2. It's like okay, cool. Well, can I take away from that? It's like no, you can't do that. That's not allowed. And then you go to the next year. It's like okay, this year we're gonna learn subtraction. It's like okay, shit, you can do that. That's crazy. All right. It's like well, can I take them and combine them so that they, you know, like multiplication. Can I do a 2 × 2? It's like, no. Don't even think about that. You cannot do that. It's 2 + 2. It's 2 - 2. That's what you can do. And then the next year comes and it's like, actually, that was all a lie. You can do multiple. You can, it's four. And it's like, okay, can I divide them? It's like, God, no.
I was wondering if he was going to do it for divide 2. He is going to do it for divide 2.
God, no. Fuck off. Don't even think about it.
Exponentials, Jake?
No. That, I mean, that just math in general. It's like it's like every year it's like, you said, no, don't worry about that. You can't do it.
Just you wait.
Just wait. You fucking can't.
This is Jake's really humble
way.
How'd
you feel when the letters came in, Jake?
God.
This is a really humble way of telling everyone, like, yeah, in first grade, I was asking a lot of questions about subtraction. Like, I was really ahead of my time.
I was ahead of the curve.
In second grade, I was like Aristotle. Like, I was way ahead of my... I just made it up. I don't know if Aristotle's a math guy.
That's not
like,
what
I was way ahead of my time.
Guys, I see this X on my calculator. Like, what are we doing here?
What is
like,
it? It's got to be something.
We're just using the cross and the dash. Like.
I was thinking about addition. Not a big deal. It's
like, oh, I got one.
Yeah.
When the fuck was I ever going to jump out the back of a bus like that?
Oh, never.
What?
When were
there's a situation where that could save your life. You know
no,
what?
If that scenario happened, that bitch is upside down. I'm not jumping out of it that way anyways.
No,
was never
man.
The
no.
bus
no.
was the bus ever going to come to a perfect stop and we were all going to they introduce it as chaos.
No. See
strobe lights, Slayer in the background, last person off the bus suspended for a month.
See that those rules I can at least see potentially saving a life.
Dale, you left my sink running.
Is that code? You guys got to go handle something.
No, I actually did. I apologize. What no one has ever used since then is cursive.
Yeah, cursive.
Yeah, you spent every document you.
You spent a lot of time on that.
You
shit.
Just gotta learn how to sign your name.
Even then,
even
you
then
can
still,
make it up.
My signature.
Oh yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
My signature, because I'm grown and I paid tax. I'm like, that's my shit.
On that same one, Dale, in terms of cursive, like, I mean, teachers always said, like, if you guys don't apply yourself, you're gonna become a garbage man. Garbage men make like $88,000 a year in this state.
Great money. Like,
another one for me is, I don't know if you guys know this, but the food pyramid of like your healthy portions.
That's
a crock of shit.
Crock of shit.
That's
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you should,
dude.
You should check. It's like 17
have you
pieces
at it
of bread.
No.
Oh,
never.
It was made by the Department of Agriculture.
It's upside down.
It wasn't made by the
Eat
FDA
more grain.
Or anyone in terms of health. It was saying, you guys got to buy this shit.
You got
to need you to consume.
Yeah. You got to eat 18 pieces of bread.
Carbs.
Veggies. I've also never been given free drugs by a stranger or on Halloween.
The DARE program.
That has yet to happen.
The DARE program.
Man, what fucking losers.
State capitals. Like, why did I need to memorize state capitals?
That's kind of fun.
And what's it? I guess.
Because there's going to be a trivia question in a bar in 20 years.
Capital of Wyoming.
Helena.
No, that's
Montana. Damn it. I mean, I don't know.
Montana, Wyoming?
I don't know. No, I think Hawaii is Montana.
And
Montana, Wyoming?
A dark one. George Washington's teeth were not made of wood.
Shut up.
It was like slave teeth
it's
and
slave
horse teeth.
And horse teeth.
Oh.
The shingles.
A dark one.
So funny.
Moving on. Moving on. Dude, that's good because
oh yeah,
like
the founding fathers.
It was like it was like a top five stat like fact about George Washington. Oh, his teeth are wood.
And he can't tell a lie.
Yeah. Encyclopedias, bullshit.
What?
Would you need it? Would you need it? Did you have all encyclopedias? Like, did you guys have the whole?
The set.
That was like the internet before the internet, though.
Yeah,
like that's how you
so
like.
Fun.
Yeah, but like
learn
even
things.
When okay, but no. You had textbooks of that subject. The fucking what is it Britannica or whatever
the world link
yeah the big like the dude that would come and they'd yeah. and they'd sell you the whole they'd sell your parents the whole like 20
oh and they were expensive
oh yeah the 20 volume set and you displayed that shit like fine china.
I have the entire encyclopedia.
I mean it's just a little bit of knowledge
know
of everything
world.
Yeah like it's just a little snippet of everything like that's a book to like let you there you go for trivia down the road but like you need to do that the decimal the Dewey decimal.
Oh, Amy hates that motherfucker. Apparently big piece of shit. Dude, so the way she teaches it is like she'd have to tell you, but basically she makes all her chants like chant something along the lines of fuck Dewey. Not really, like it's they're middle schoolers, but you get the point.
Some of them say it
under their breath.
Fuck Dewey.
Hold on, let me get the walkie-talkie here. Hold, please.
Like caring for a baby chicken, like a little baby chick that you needed to keep alive.
Oh, hey, you there?
Nothing like a baby.
Hey, you're on the pod. What do you make your kids chant about Dewey Decimal that you hate about him?
That he has a huge dirtbag.
That's what it is. Dewey is a dirtbag.
Dewey is a dirtbag.
There we go.
Yeah, they say, or I say, Dewey is a what? And they say, dirtbag.
They're 6-year-olds. Thank you. They're 6-year-olds, by the way. Guys,
I think they're older than that.
No, I'm just kidding. Drake's in middle school. What?
It's like 11, 12, 13.
Terrible. Jake has no clue how old you are in seventh grade.
What are you? What are you? Seven, right?
Hey, young man, put it there.
This is a grown ass man.
Parking was tough. Trevor, this is a good one. Guys, any other ones? Then we move on. A little look ahead, guys. Bears welcome the 3-3 Las Vegas Raiders to the lakefront. Bears are 3-point dogs. Guys, they're 3-point.
Why are we only? I don't understand.
Guys, is it because like what
Tyson
Bagent's
gonna play?
3-point
the field's
dogs
like mystery.
Like
as soon as Bagent announced, it just cuts to like 7.5.
Dude, it opened. Yeah, like it was 4, and then Justin going out only moved it 1 point. Like, it's a D2 quarterback making his first NFL start. Like,
their quarterback situation is also.
Yeah, Jimmy G is.
Is it Aiden O'Connell this week?
I think it's going to be Hoyer, but I think.
Is that a check?
Nice.
I think it should be Aiden AOC.
Aiden O'Connor?
O'Connell.
I know,
Aiden
but
O'Connell.
Who's. Okay, anyways. Yeah, it's either him or Hoyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we should be getting more points. We're really bad.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I should be getting like
six and a half.
I should be getting almost a touchdown. Like, dude, I say this every week. 1-800.
We don't have
responsibly.
We don't have our starting running back. We don't have our starting quarterback.
We also don't have our second string starting running back.
Yes. We barely have a defense.
Your offensive
in the backfield.
Your offensive line is on
the
30th
secondary
combination of offensive line makeup.
Going into the seventh.
You
league.
Don't know who's nice. Going to play center.
It's 5-4.
And God forbid it's Cody Whitehair.
It can't be. It can't be. It can't be Cody Whitehair.
If it is, that line's got to move. There's a scoop and score there
Max
somewhere.
Max Crosby's just going to catch it out of the air.
Dude,
Max Crosby
is
going to eat us alive.
When Darnell Wright's on the injury report with a hamstring.
Oh no!
Yeah, so
oh no! We're gonna die.
Larry Borum.
Well, the Bajan's gonna die. But.
Alternate line, gamble responsibly.
Alternate line, yeah. Anytime defensive touchdown, another one. Mm-hmm. I mean, what if Tyson goes out there and just balls out? Like,
yeah. What
I
if
mean,
Shepard's
up
the
until
answer?
That duck of a throw to DJ Moore in the end zone, it wasn't looking bad. You know, he had the fumble, but that guy got off scot-free and chased him down from behind.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of the thing with Tyson Bagent that you're getting. Like, it's not like he was just some, like, rant. Like, he's obviously a lottery ticket, like a flyer guy. But, like, he has a lot of experience playing in college. Like, some people believe that just reps.
It's like Brock Purdy.
Exactly.
Brock Purdy played all 4 years.
At Iowa State, right? Mm-hmm. Is Brock Purdy. So, I mean, he played all 4 years, albeit, like, he was getting ready for – I loved this presser. He was talking about Westchester College or something like that. Like, that's who you were getting ready for a year ago today. So now it's definitely, like, a huge step up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, he got reps. He plays the position. Mm-hmm. I mean, his process is he looks like he can read a defense. What if he goes out there and balls out? What if we – can you see? Wouldn't this be the most Bears thing, Dale? Come on.
I'm not getting on this. No, I refuse.
I'm not saying it's going to happen either, by the way. Like, I'm –
it's just for conversation,
just, come
Dale.
On, dude.
This is a podcast.
You know about content?
Like,
come
on,
yeah,
Dale.
Like,
yeah,
we
like
had a
this
content
guy,
meeting.
This guy is just going to – like.
We don't
have he's going to be
this
the guy that just
audio.
Figures it out. Like, what if? We've been sitting there going, what if Justin figures it out? And we're so abused that we're like, fuck Justin, we've already moved on. What if Tyson figures it out? No,
dude, people
stop.
Were asking for Tyson game 1 because he had a good preseason.
Yeah, they were.
Only in Chicago.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I swear only in Chicago does that happen, where like a small contingent of the rest of our meat-headed, like,
I mean, Cleveland
ground beef brain fans.
Well, that's a different issue for there altogether.
Yeah, dude, just fucking, that's what we are.
I mean, not in the current instance. I'm saying
those are my people.
I'm saying their stabbed. Run of, I mean, they've had just as many quarterbacks as we have.
Mm, you stabbed me in the eye.
My dude, eyes were stabbed.
People were already calling for him week one, and now you're gonna get it. It would be so Chicago. It would be so us if like Justin's out three games, Tyson goes 2-1 in those three games, plays well, offense looks good. Like,
and we're just here week nine. Like, what the fuck are you gonna do?
Going into that week nine matchup against the Panthers, let there be quarterback controversy. Justin can come back. Don't bring him back.
Let him sit. Keep
Bedjent. Bedjent's playing well. That's I could 100%
wait. No, we would
see.
Want to win that game, right? Because we would rather guarantee the one than risk 2 and 3.
Yeah. So I mean, play Bedjent.
Oh no! Oh no! That's what you're saying.
This is going to be so typical Bears, dude. But I mean, I just hope for the best. I'm not. I don't think I'm touching this game unless I bet it. Like all. I think the Bears are going to get smoked. If the defense plays, so I will say, if you're looking on the defensive side of the ball, one, we talked about shitty quarterback play on the Raiders side. Like, Josh Jacobs is Josh Jacobs. He's really good. He's a good, good running back. But, like,
we did good against the run last week.
If the defense can show up like they did last week, who knows? Are you guys at the point where you're rooting for losses?
Yeah. We're 1-5.
Can you be there already this early?
We're 1-5.
Yeah, but, like,
I mean, bro. I'm always when it comes
rooting for losses.
No,
not like
just in my
not
blood.
During
the 3 hours of the game.
Exactly.
Like,
when
I'm
it
watching
comes
the
to
game.
The game, when
I'm
it comes to the
rebuilding.
Game, I'm like, I'm still rooting for the Bears. When it comes to the game, I'm still rooting for a win. But if we lose, I'm like, nope, oh well.
I just want to be entertained.
Yeah,
I don't want to be upset for 3
that's
hours
fair.
And some change.
I'm
yeah.
with you.
This past like, Thursday,
that's what I'm saying. With
I'm expecting losses at this point,
guys. That's the whole point of the 30-point model. Okay,
that's entertaining.
It's entertaining. It doesn't matter if you lose. It's good entertainment.
We you guys remember won. Jake's quarterly model from last year?
Oh yeah, I thought about bringing it back, but it just wasn't a good time. I didn't think we should touch
sad
that.
Day, sad day, bad day.
Sad day, bad day. After well, because the first game was so bad, after the first game, I was like, maybe the quarterly model makes a comeback. And then the second game was just as bad. I was like, ooh, I don't know if we can do the quarterly model.
it's so bad.
To bare minimum fans, you will see the quarterly model return in 2024.
You fucking hope.
Along with Dale's Trap Game of the Week.
Yeah. It's a Bears game every week. It's
Harvest
a Bears alternative
Bears.
Line.
So, guys, this is going to be a real point total, by the way. Point total is 37.5.
Oh.
Point total again in the year of my Lord Connor Bedard 2023.
Nice.
All right.
So they see it as a 21-17 game.
Yeah.
19 aside.
21-17.
A 37. You guys know what the Dolphins Eagles game is? 52.5.
I believe that.
That's a lot of points.
I hope that game is like that. That Rams Chiefs game,
yeah,
like,
dude, that one
3 years ago
was
like
that in Mexico,
63-56.
Just treated all the Bisons to like the highest scoring game they've ever seen. Fuck yeah! Let's do a little we win if, right? So,
shit.
we we go to get that second plate of hot food. You know, that second bowl of chili after the game. You know, you're saying to yourself, "Hot dog, my favorite football team won a game today. How'd they do it, Dale? We win if."
Man, some bad shit has to happen to the Raiders.
Some bad shit?
Like, some bad shit.
Some bad shit they went out the night before type shit?
Like Gruden came back. Oh. And, like, oh. they went out and, like.
I'll tell you what, bud.
Oh, yeah. They had a night. They tied one on.
Got a Hooters.
Oh, and Aiden gets a little sick before the game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, it's not. If they shut down the run game and sack the quarterback, I don't know, man.
Spider 2, why banana?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Trevor.
I mean, we haven't mentioned his name at all, but I think outside of Josh Jacobs, you got to shut down Devontae.
even with, yeah, I guess I didn't think about Devontae because he got
he's
bumps
been
thrown
hurt.
To him, but yeah.
He's
I
been
mean,
hurt.
Even with bumps thrown to him, they still target him 13 times a game.
I would if
and
I was a
fun part. Shit on us before with bums in Green Bay.
Yeah.
True.
Jake, we win if.
You shut down their offense. One, Jimmy doesn't play, and their backup quarterback. It's a, it's guys, it's going to be a suck-off.
Jimmy's probably done, right?
A suck-off.
I don't think he's done. Oh, is it?
I
thought
mean,
he was concussion.
No, he's got a back.
Yeah, it's a back.
Oh, no.
Like, not a back.
That's not good
you,
to have
you don't
want to
have a back.
And he's
tell
too,
me about
he's
it.
He's too pretty to have a back. He's too pretty to have a back. It's also you, Dow. So
and a knee.
And a knee.
The knee's not doing too bad lately.
Yeah? We haven't heard about that knee in a little while.
Is, haven't been moving a
we
lot.
We haven't playing softball. So.
Yeah. Guys, I think we win.
Wait a minute. I wasn't
you didn't
done.
Go?
I wasn't done.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jake.
Yes.
Jake, go ahead. We win.
So one,
moving
the,
on.
their backup plays, so you can somehow shut down the offense.
Well, yeah.
And then you just got to get within. You got to find a way for your offense to get within 40 yards for Cairo Santo to score all your points.
But how many points is that going to have to be?
6 field goals.
18-14
final.
That's
Oregon.
I'm disgusted. Probably not.
No, right?
I don't think anything under the 30s has been scored. It is like
it's
eligible.
All been taken.
Yeah,
except true. For like 2 points. Like
mm-hmm.
right,
yeah,
exactly. 2-4.
Yeah.
Two.
What about exactly?
There were six. There were three safety
holes.
The old 3-2
Cubs
win.
Beat the Las Vegas A's 4-2 final. Oh man, guys, I think are you done? You're good.
Are you going to throw a fit if you
I guess.
Are you going to?
I guess I'm done.
Call me out of pocket. That's crazy. Call me out of name. Guys, I think we win if, and this is really specific, but I got a feeling.
Oh.
Okay.
You win if you win the turnover differential by 2. It'll be +2 on that turnover differential. Tyson's going to make some mistakes because it's his first NFL start, and I think whatever idiot they put under center on the Las Vegas side is also going to turn the ball over. I think the team that capitalizes on the poor play of the other quarterback that day will end up winning this game.
I think the better team's going to win this game.
That's.
I wonder if there's a line out yet for total
I just
turnovers.
Tried to look and I couldn't find it.
For total turnovers?
I couldn't find the game on FanDuel or PointsBet.
Oh, I got it.
1-800-GAMBLER. Gamble responsibly.
Or don't.
Guys, anything else? Then we move on. Let's get into a little sports minutes, right? That's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Sports minutes, guys. We go around the city of Chicago.
Over 2.5 -135
for the total of the game.
Total turnovers.
Nice.
Can you do alternates there?
No.
They don't give you alternate?
No.
I might still throw
5.5.
Might still throw a big number on it. 1-800-GAMBLER, Dale. Guys, we'll go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. We go to the Chicago Cubs. Dale, take it away.
Ian Happ is a finalist for a Gold Glove. Dansby Swanson's a finalist for the Gold Glove. That's your Cubs minute.
Nico Horner also.
Oh, Nico Horner. Thank you, too. That as well. There's the third. That's about it.
Yeah. That's your Cubs minute. Moving on to the Chicago White Sox. Trevor and Jake, take it away.
Luis Robert, Gold Glove nomination finalist. But
yeah, that one was obvious.
Yeah, and
that's about it.
What are your guys' thoughts?
GM rumor?
What are your guys' thoughts on bringing in a total badass like Kim Ng?
I want it. Because she came from our organization.
Yeah,
she's
who
been
was
us.
Here.
And what, like,
so it fits
down the option,
so
I want it bad.
It fits the formula.
Mm-hmm.
She's already been with the organization.
Did the Marlins
she's
get her so
basically
dirty.
Already hired.
How'd they do her dirty? I thought she turned down the option.
So the Marlins tried to, she decided to leave the Marlins organization because they were going to bring in somebody to be above her. She was going to be like the
that's
vice.
A White Sox move.
She was going to be vice president of baseball operations or whatever. And then they were going to hire a president of of baseball operations.
She's like, yo.
She did a
basically,
damn good job.
What she needs,
got Jake Berger.
What she needs to do is to
get
Chris
back.
Getz is what the Marlins basically just did to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like she needs to come in then and.
Higher
and
go above
him. But I mean, dude.
She can come so long as she brings Jake Berger with her.
Come on back.
Come on back.
Come on. Berger Knights. I mean, that's a move that like has to happen, right? Like, don't you
for the White Sox?
Yeah. Don't you have to make that happen if you're
the
White Sox?
Like I said, it fits the formula. She's already worked for the organization. That's all Jerry does. You have a ticket back anytime you like. she's basically already hired. I'm already convinced that that's the new GM of the White Sox.
And G for GM, let's go.
Yeah.
Anything else on the White Sox?
I don't think so.
See, Red guys, we move on to the Chicago Bulls.
You gotta stop banging the table.
Why?
It's in the vibe. It echoes.
I've done that. I don't do that often.
Today's been four or five. Yeah.
Jake tried to wake your kid.
Aiden, yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I heard that.
Crazy.
You're awful.
I'll have to play the audio for you guys. Awesome. It's hysterical.
That's awesome. Guys, moving on to the Chicago Bulls. Bulls open the season on October 25th. 37.5 wins. Or, yeah, 37.5 is the win
Isn't
total.
That what it was last year? It was right around that. It was sub 40.
I think we're 38 now.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
Anyways. Guys, 37.5 is, it's an insult.
You said that last year.
And?
Lonzo Ball.
And?
And everybody played career lows.
That wasn't last year that he got hurt.
I know. I know.
Yeah, but he was also
he was
hurt.
Still hurt last
still
year.
Still hurt. Hurt more. Always hurt. I think this is a big expectation year for the Bulls. This is a big, like, I'm expecting. Hear me out here. Guys. If this thing is going to work.
What a ding dong.
Guys.
I love you. It's just such a silly thing to say about this awful, awful team.
It's not that awful.
They have three all-stars.
It's not that awful. They
it's
have
the same team.
They have three. Yeah. They have three all-stars. They added two guys that are both almost 40%. Torrey Craig.
Fucking
a
hole.
What are you, a fucking hour?
39.7% shooter.
Oh, okay.
You got Javon Carter. 39.5.
Yeah, but they're on the Bulls now, so they're going to shoot like 20% at best.
And they're literally just going to stand there in the corner. They're not going to play defense. They're going to stand there.
No.
That's my pickup signature.
There you go.
Just stand
there.
Be the
white three-point specialist.
Be the white. Can't shoot, but you're just like.
I'll do a three-point shot.
Bang! Just floats around the just floats around the line. Yeah. Just, I'm ready.
Legitimately, I think that the Bulls can be a frisky, fun team this year, assuming that you get the play from your all-stars, from your big three that you need. I'm with you guys. If the big three give you the same output that they gave you last year, you guys are right. You guys are right, and 37.5 was dumb, and it's under and whatever.
When you say last year, you mean the last 2 years, right?
Only a year and a half, thank you very much. That first half of that first half, they were
I'll give you that.
On pace to be a 60-win team.
DeMar was playing.
He's still
MVP
playing.
Caliber basketball.
He did for the rest of that.
And I mean,
year
he's
too.
Still playing MVP caliber basketball. Guys, Zach LaVine.
He had three point guards.
Zach LaVine can still score. This team, what the Bulls need is they need to establish a defensive identity. And you have to continue to work on scoring. In a team where, like, in a league where
sounds
everybody
like
scores.
A lot of Chicago sports
yeah.
Teams.
Yeah. Up and down the court.
Stop them
constantly
from scoring. Score more.
Everybody scoring points, dude. You have to maximize the scoring. You're not going to get a bunch of opportunity because you play a slower speed than most other teams. So be efficient in your offense. I think it's okay to expect better things. We should expect more from that big three this year. And hopefully some of these offseason additions add up. And hopefully the boys don't play as bad as they did last year because this will be a sad day.
Now, do you want to talk about the offseason additions that other teams made?
You tell me because I'm not too – well, okay, Dame. The Bucks were already better than us. I'm not telling you that the Bulls are going to win an NBA championship. There's just people are talking about like we're gonna miss the play-in tournament outright.
Well, they just so many teams now that's just so
just
hard to
a lot
do.
Of teams.
As someone that doesn't follow basketball super closely, can you just like 30-second explain this midseason tournament for me?
I can't because it doesn't make a
wait,
lot
no,
of
I
sense.
Wait, no, I thought that makes a difference now, doesn't it?
No, I don't. I don't believe so. I think it's just a cash prize midseason.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. I don't know how that one goes now. And
cool.
I just don't get it. We read about it. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens with the Bulls. You're right, Dale. Other teams did get, like, the Bucks got better, but sure, they were already better. Yeah. I'm not telling you they're going to win an NBA championship. I'm just telling you I don't think they're going to be a bottom feeder in the league. See red, over 37.5. Gamble responsibly. Stop smacking the table. Jake, Hawks.
Guys, the Blackhawks are scrappy. They're
how scrappy are they?
They're cover machines.
Like scrappy do.
If there's a plus puck line, they're covering right now. I mean, they're so what? They're 2-2.
4-0 in covers though.
4-0 in covers.
Like that.
Yep. Yeah, real
Bedard,
nice.
4-0 in shots.
Not the over though. So we're having some pretty good goalie play right now.
So they're covering but not the over.
Yeah. They're covering the puck line, not the goal, not the total. Pretty good goalie play right now. I think that's kind of propping them up a little bit because they do give up a lot of shots and a lot of good scoring chances. But the two goalies, Peter Mrazek and
– And your guy.
Soderbaum? I forget what his name. They're playing really well. Connor looks really good. That's
the prince that was promised.
The prince that was promised. He looks really fucking good.
Love that.
I mean, I talked about it last time. Nick Foligno, Corey Perry, like they're really good veteran additions. Taylor Hall as well. That's really nice. They're scrappy. They're going to win games. Like they're not going to be absolutely dog shit from what it can tell.
Dude, then the other night against the Leafs was like,
oh,
you just kept expecting the Leafs to like get out to
just
this
explode
crazy
on
lead.
You.
Dude, yeah. it was just a fantastic like
this next game. Will be a real test. They're going to play the Colorado Avalanche tomorrow night on Thursday, and that'll be a real test. Colorado Avalanche at 3-0. They're Stanley Cup contenders. That'll be a real test, and it's another away game. It's also fucked up. They've played the most games out of any team so far, and they had like 8 games to open the season on the road.
Of course they did.
And a back-to-back to open.
Do
you have a – is it Mrazek against the Avalanche?
It will be Mrazek,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. They're scrappy. They're fun to watch.
Marcos is into hockey. He's a big hockey guy.
Oh, I listened last week.
Dude, I'm so
big
in.
Hockey guy.
Yeah,
big hockey
guy. Getting a sweater.
Marcos is on
getting
the train.
A sweater. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the train. It's my rookie season, too. I'm finally eligible
for
rookie of the
year. Welcome.
Thanks, dude. Jake, anything else on the Hawks?
No, keep watching. They're really fun. They're not like watching them last year. They are fun to watch.
As then we move on, do some schmegments, guys, and we'll get out of here. Who's this week's not that guy? I will start. Read a story today.
Is it about an animal?
It's not about an animal. I switched it up today, but it's about a Florida man. Florida man fakes heart attack and failed attempt to get out of drug arrest during traffic stop. Nice. So, yeah, just typical Florida man headline, typical dude. I can just imagine the interaction. Like
drug, traffic stop, Florida.
It's not my drugs. Fake a grabber. Out of there. So that guy, not that guy. Dale.
Merrill Kelly. He made the remark that he was asked about pitching in Philadelphia, and he made the remark that, you know, it's not going to be as bad as the Korea Games and the World Baseball Classic. I think
Wrong.
Trey Turner was first batter, fucking rocket. Right over immediately, and that was just one of those moments where, man, you could have just shut the fuck up and not said anything. Anyway, Merrill Kelly.
Trevor.
For me, I'm sure you guys saw last week, Orlando Arcia, should talk about Harper. Well, the Diamondbacks mascot had a sign that said Attaboy Harper before the first game. It's like, you guys, you can't be doing this.
Did you not learn?
Did you not learn? Bold move.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
As you know, team that was 2 games over 500 with a negative run differential going into a meat grinder in Philadelphia. Yeah, that's ballsy.
That's quite the
You just
gumption.
Saw what happened to the that's best them. Offense in MLB history, and you're just like, you squeaked in.
That's them going like, we don't belong here. I don't give a shit.
No one
whatever.
Expected us here. Let's just have some fun.
What do I got to lose?
To this
Let's do it for the
Fuck
memes.
You, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You guys almost signed Bryce Harper, right?
They got as close as we did.
We put a bid in.
I think we were way closer.
No, they were closer to Manny Machado.
You guys didn't put his jersey on the Jordan statue.
We also didn't sign his brother-in-law.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Yonder Alonso.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. We were doing that for a while.
Goober moves.
We just did, like cousins.
Didn't
and
we
friends.
Do that? We did that for Machado as well.
Yeah,
that's what
that
I
was.
Oh, that,
that
yeah,
is
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
Yonder
yep.
Alonso.
Yep.
Jake, who's not that guy?
You know, I was struggling to find one. I don't have one this week. I think everybody is that guy. I'm going to go positive.
Love that.
Thank you.
Wow.
Run it right back. Who can or cannot dog sit for you?
This one I do have.
Everybody can dog sit for me. Yeah.
You guys.
I didn't prepare. Yeah, everybody can dog sit. That's easy to say. Yeah, no big deal. No big deal. Thanks. Yeah. Jake.
Dog sitting for me. I lost it.
Is he here?
No. Come back to me.
Guys, not
Trevor,
not dog sitting
what?
For me.
I had it. I lost it.
Right, not dog sitting for me is me. See red me. I'm probably setting.
Good.
I'm probably setting myself up to be really sad.
I'm
so
glad you're here.
I acknowledge that, but undying love and faith. It's me. Hold Jake, on. It me.
Yeah, I'm back. 1-800-GAMBLE responsibly. Dog sitting for me is, Trevor, you might know of him, a member of the Spit and Chicklets crew. His name's Merles. Follow him on Twitter. He has all of the hockey picks, and they are good. Especially, this is what, so in the Discord the other day, I posted that one about the European Champions Hockey League. The guy's like 5-0 to kick off the season already. It's good picks. And
not bad.
And on the NHL side as well. So the other night, he went 3-0. Tonight, I rode, and he's 2-0. It had the Red Wings money line, and there was a weird one, like Penguins to score in the first 10 minutes or something.
Sure.
It's good. It's good. It's good. Merles. Like, Merles on Twitter.
Like most things, I'll touch it and it dies.
<That's> nice.
Jeff,
Manos de estomago.
Do you know what it, he calls it the EBR method? I don't know what that stands for.
I don't know what it means either.
The EBR. Believe in it.
Trevor.
For me, you just mentioned it, Marcos. It's going to be Bryce Harper. Two nights ago, the first game of the NLCS, it was his birthday. And at a plus 420 prop for him to hit a home run, sent it to everyone I knew. Covered that in three pitches. Three pitches of his first at bat, tanked one. Birthday boy can watch my dog.
Dale.
I'm just trying to think of that text that I got from Trevor.
Was
it
Discord.
In the Discord? Damn it, man. Yeah. I'm bad at the Discord, man. Dude, there's just so much because there's so many channels, and I've never used Discord before. So, like, damn. As soon as I said it, I knew it was in Gamba, mm-hmm. too. Son of mm-hmm. a bitch. Not dog sitting for me this week is just me. My dog's rolled in shit like 3 times in the last 2 weeks. I can't get him to stop. It's fucking bad.
The worst.
Yeah. Because guess who gets to watch him every single time?
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, it's not
Don't
fun.
You have a child for that?
Dude. I can't give him to hold a bottle. You think he's going to wash a dog? Anyway, yeah. Dogs that roll in shit.
Both our dogs did it in the same pile of shit. Yeah. We were both just like, are you fucking kidding me?
I had to leave because he smelled so bad.
No, that, I thought.
Yes.
Oh. I was talking about another time at your house. I think both our dogs, and we were just outside hosing them down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's otherwise perfect.
I do remember that time as well.
He just rolls in shit sometimes.
Have you guys' dogs ever been skunked? It's like one of my
dude,
like, fears.
No.
Twice in one summer.
Oh, no.
One, we had, it was like during daylight, so it was a little weird. Because it's usually towards dusk when they're a little more active. But it was daylight, and he had come around into the garage. And Kate has a shitty sense of smell. I smelled it immediately. She went to go let him inside, and I was like, don't. And she doesn't, and she looks at me for a second. And then, like, 5 seconds later, you just, oh, motherfucker. Because it's just these burned tires smell.
It permeates.
It's so bad. And the second time was 9 p.m., so in the middle of the night with a flashlight in my yard and the hose. It was cold.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
There's a house down the street from me that, like, they're fucking weird. They love squirrels. There's signs everywhere. Squirrel crossing. They have like a little, like.
Why is that weird?
They have a little picnic table for them, and there's a bunch of fucking nuts and boo-boo. Seeds on it. But you know what else likes nuts and seeds? Skunks. I walk by that house any night. And you see a white flash through the yard. I've had Frankie about 3 feet from one. He was just freaking out. I was like, what are you yelling at? Look up. I'm like, oh, we gotta run.
Guys, anything else? That is going to be a wrap on episode 89. All the sponsors again, super thankful. Love you guys. Chef Trev, thanks for coming in. Sammy Stats, we miss you. Hopefully see you next week. See Red, Bear Down. More information on our episode 100 Shindig to come. Love you guys. Bears.
Everyone's
Bears.
Invited. Bears.
Bears.
What did you say?
Hit the table. Everyone's invited.
Oh, that's true.
I'm Jake. I'm Jake. Everybody's my guy. I'm Jake.
I'm Marcos. I hit the table a bunch. Oh.
Everyone's that guy.
Everyone's that guy.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
The boys are back.
Go ahead, get down.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
How big are you on sports?
Get down, girl. Go ahead.
Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay. Feel me more.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The bestest friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos.
Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What?
Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Well. Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, never. Your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.